Welcome into the Inside of the NFL Prospects podcast presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I am your host, Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On today's show, we have an interview with top defensive prospect in the 2021 NFL Draft, Greg Russo, out of Miami. You can support our show by pressing subscribe and leaving us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be found. When you subscribe, you will receive daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts from the NFL Draft Bible. To start, your Hurricanes team has been on a bit of a win streak. What do you think has changed for this Miami Hurricane football team as a unit to where you guys are today?
Oh, we've just been more accountable. We had like a meeting after we lost to Georgia Tech. We just not called everybody out, but we just like addressed all the problems that were going on. Like just little stuff like keeping our locker room clean and not having like a mess. So really just a player-led team and just accountability between us all.
As a freshman, like Jack said, you've recorded 12 sacks so far. What do you think really has allowed you to have this level of success?
Really just hard work, running through the ball, and also my teammates on defense, because they, like, I have a great D-line with me at all times, obviously, with Trayvon Hill and John Ford, Nessus Rivera, Jonathan Garvin. Like, all of them are such great players that, like, the offensive line, they can't really key on one of us. So a lot of times I get freed up, and then I just always make sure I'm running to the ball and giving like maximum effort, and then good things happen.
And since we're on the topic of defense, how important is it to have a strong relationship with the other members of your defensive line?
It's really, really important. Just building that chemistry and having that bond like outside the field, just like little things like going out to eat and stuff like that, really, it translates to the field, honestly.
One thing we ask every single athlete that we interview is, can you take us through a typical game day experience and what it's like for a Hurricane? And what is it like playing at Hard Rock Stadium?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, we'll leave the hotel like 2 hours before. Then we'll pull up to Hard Rock with about 90 minutes before the game. We'll have something called Cane Walk. So we'll walk through, we'll greet all of our fans, say what's up. I love doing that. It's awesome. We get to give like the fans hugs, this and that. Then we go in the locker rooms. You can go in the field if you want to for the first like hour. But like usually I just stay inside and just try to save my energy, really, because I don't want to get tired before the game. But then we'll go out as a team with about 30 minutes, 40 minutes to kick off, warm up, and then people start filling the stadium. We'll be warming up. And then we'll be warming up with T-shirts on. So then we'll go inside with about 18 minutes left, get dressed. And then by the time we come out and get ready to run through the smoke, the stadium's like almost full. And it's like, it's getting pretty crazy. But then like, this is the best part, just running through that smoke. It's like, it's the best feeling ever. Like it'll give you like chills. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Like running through, so we run through the smoke. We go pray in the end zone, give our fans a high five. And then we just get ready to ball out.
And then I think we got to talk about, because Miami, what's so unique, the turnover chain, especially you're on defense, it's taken on sort of a life of its own. And ever since its introduction, it feels like you guys have been creating the most turnovers in the country. What is the importance of the turnover chain to this Miami program? And then for you, what was the experience like wearing it for the first time against Central Michigan?
For me, it was amazing. It was just like the best feeling ever. Like, it was definitely one of my highlights of my college career since I've been here, was wearing the chain and just getting the crowd hyped and stuff, and just celebrating with my teammates. It was really just awesome. And then as a team, I think it really just gives us life, especially like, especially on road games where everybody's against us, when we pull that chain out and then the crowd's like cursing at us and flicking us off, we're just like, we just love to hate, like it's awesome. Like, we just embraced it. And then like, we're just like so together. And it really just sparked our team. Like, our offense sees us celebrating. They get ready. Whenever we see them with touchdown rings on, we get ready to go out there and ball out. It's really great. I feel like it's a huge just boost to our team at all times.
for you, what was this feeling like having 4 sacks and 5 tackles for a loss against your rival, Florida State?
It was great. Just being able to help my team win such a huge game, that was honestly a huge blessing.
And then we got to talk about the sacks so far, 12 this season. What do you think has allowed you to have this level of success this year?
I think a lot of it is really just having a motor running through the ball, because I probably got about like just five of them probably are like chase down sacks. So just like running through the ball. And sometimes I'm just like in the right place at the right time. So yeah, just having a high motor.
How did you find out, and what did it feel like when you found out that you were getting your first start against Virginia Tech?
It was pretty cool. At first, I was like, wow, like I can't believe I'm really starting. I was real nervous at first, but once I got on the field, it was all gone. It was just like regular football, to be honest.
And we've seen, Greg, the level of success this season, but we know freshman year, pretty difficult, having the season-ending injury. How did you use that as motivation in the offseason to kind of put in that work for this year?
I definitely did, for sure. I felt like people forgot about me because I was having a good spring before I got hurt in the second game. I had a real good spring in a really good fall camp. So I worked hard. I sat back and I watched like Jonathan Garvin and Joe Jackson. I watched how they played and produced, and I just like took notes, mental notes. So even though I wasn't playing, I was still learning from them. And I just worked hard the whole entire offseason. At first, when I first got hurt, I was pretty like just mad. I was just like so shocked. But then I thought about it, and I was like, everything happens for a reason. God doesn't make any mistakes. So I worked hard the whole offseason and just came out and just tried to showcase what I could do this season.
During the offseason, was there anything specifically that you worked on to improve your game?
Technique with like my hands and getting some more pass rushing moves.
And we talk about the offseason a lot and kind of building that culture. What would you say, if you had to describe it, is the culture of this Miami football team?
Just tough and competitive. Like, we won't back down to anybody. Like, we don't care who they are. Like, and even you can look at our games, all of our games, like Virginia Tech. We never got blown out the whole season. We've been losing close games. I'm not saying it's okay to lose, but like, it's just not our thing to get blown out. Our team just won't let another team just dominate us like that.
You guys are one of the most fun teams to watch in the country. Just a question for you. Who would you say is the funniest guy and the best dancer on the team?
Best dancer, it's probably Mike Harley. Yeah. And then the funniest guy, got to be either Mark Pope. He's hilarious. He's a receiver. And then John Ford, the D-tackle, number 96. He's pretty funny too.
Yeah, we've seen you guys have a ton of fun on the field, and it's translated to wins. And under new coach Manny Diaz, what's it like playing under him? And can you describe your relationship with him?
My relationship with him is actually it's great, because he's really the one who recruited me. Him and the safeties coach Bonda, they actually recruited me the most. And I'm happy that he's head coach, man. Just watching him from when he was a DC, and how, like, even though like our program wasn't doing that good, like when we went 7-6 last year, like the defense always played at a high level, and they always kept that standard, that Miami standard. And just like he takes what he does so seriously. It's always like the little things in practice, like. He's not going to get mad at you about, like, he is going to get mad at you about, like, just tackling with your wrong toe or your wrong shoulder up. Like, little things that translate to the game. He's all about the details. So I feel like he's really, like, an amazing coach. And I feel like we're really building something special. And he's definitely the right guy for the job.
Can you take me through kind of what goes on in your mind when the ball is snapped? And what's your initial reaction?
When the ball snapped? What goes on is just in my mind, just getting a good get off, and then making sure that in the first few split seconds, I identify if it's a run or a pass. And then if I see the offensive lineman setting, I just start looking at his hands and then just try to just work a move. Usually I'll have two moves planned out. Like if he oversets me, like a club swim inside, or just like a the speed chop going outside, something like that, if he does overset me.
And then when we talked a little bit on the about the offseason, was there anything specifically that you worked on to improve your game?
Nah. It was really just like kind of everything. But definitely just hands, like technique with my hands and stuff like that. But pretty much everything, just getting better as a player completely.
You know, you spent a lot of time on the football field, and we've seen what you have accomplished so far. But off the football field, what is your favorite part about college?
Definitely going out to eat with my friends and just bonding with them, going to the mall, just little things like that. Playing 2K, definitely. I love playing 2K. So just having fun with my boys, for sure.
Do you have a go-to team?
Milwaukee, for sure. Because nobody can stop Giannis if he gets going.
If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Calais Campbell. And I feel like we have like a similar pad level because he's so tall. And he does a real good job keeping the pad level down. He has great technique, great hands. He's super explosive. Even though he's bigger than me, he kind of reminded me of myself because of his height. So definitely Calais Campbell.
That's a good choice. And I want to talk a little bit about the Miami defense and kind of the older guys there. We know you're one of the younger guys, even though being really successful this year. Are there any older guys, junior, seniors, that have been role models for you on this defensive side of the football?
Definitely Jonathan Garvin. Since I came here in spring of 2018, January, he really took me under his wing. He gave me his playbook to learn the plays. He's always helped me out. He was there for me. Like when I got hurt, he was like, man, just keep working hard. You're going to be great next season. He's always been rooting for me. He's one of the whenever I get a sack in a game or something, he's like one of the first people to come up to me and celebrate. So definitely Jonathan Garvin. He's really a great player and a great teammate.
For those who don't know, what is your role on this Miami defense?
On first and second down, I'll be like a normal DN. And then on third down, they'll move me around. I'll be a three tag. I'll be a nose. I'll be a four eye, just to get the offense thinking.
And with collegiate athletes, Greg, we know it's an adjustment for everyone, but you played a lot of wide receiver at the high school level. How do you think not just focusing on defensive end, but also playing multiple positions and on offense impacted your transition to the collegiate game?
I think it helped me because just knowing how different positions think, it just gives you this a wider view for the game. Like you just see more, you know?
And let's talk a little about your high school career. What went into your decision to choose Miami, and was growing up in Florida and being a Miami fan, did that have any impact on your decision?
Yeah, it did. Just growing up and just watching those Florida State Miami games, being like, man, imagine if I could play in that. That'd be great. That'd be amazing. Just watching those games, they're really it's just really legendary. And just watching the Hurricane run through that smoke, it's just something I wanted to do since I was a kid. So definitely.
And we want to make mention of this. I know, focus on guys like you, Garvin, a lot of top tier, Shaq Quarterman on your defense, a lot of top tier, well-known players. But is there one underclassman, freshman, or even a sophomore like you on this Miami team that hasn't got the immediate attention, but you feel should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Next to James Silvera, number one, the D tackle. He's a dude. He's really a bully in there. I feel like there's nobody who can stop this bull rush. And yeah, that's one of my closest friends. But he's a dog, and he got hurt in fall camp, so he's been coming on later in the season. He's been playing great ball, and I feel like he's gonna be nation's gonna notice him pretty soon.
Greg, what are your career aspirations once your football career is over?
Honestly, just be the best football player I could be and just never stop getting better. So just keep on improving year in, year out.
And then we want to talk about, NFL in sight, as always, a dream of many's. What would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game?
I feel like I could play in any position on D-line. I got a high motor. I don't stop until the whistle. What else? Yeah, pretty much that. I don't stop until the whistle, and I can play whatever they want, really.
And for the last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Just keep on working for sure. Just never give up. Don't ever get discouraged. And also something that Coach D is preaching to us is just win your race. Like, don't worry about what the next person is doing always, but just worry about being the best version of you. And then you'll be great. Be the best version of yourself and not trying to like be something that you're not.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the NFL Prospects presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.